The Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
It's time for Tech Talk, and we have a tech contributor for the Business Times, Wong Kai-yi. Welcome back to the show, Kai-yi. Alphabet's self-driving car unit, Waymo, took a huge step towards launching its first public self-driving taxi service. Waymo has been testing driverless car service in Phoenix, Arizona for a while already, but the company on Wednesday officially lifted the lid on its first commercial service that riders can actually pay for and ride in. So how does a ride-hailing service work? Is this just like Uber and in our context right now, Grab?
Yeah, in essence, it actually is. So Waymo, for those who are unsure of what it is actually Alphabet, who owns Google. It's their self-driving unit, and they finally launched their service to people who actually want to take ride-sharing services. But the only difference is that this car is completely autonomous. Excuse me. It's completely autonomous, and people can just book it as they would, you know, an Uber or a Grab. They just open up the app, and then select your location that you want to go to, and you're done. It's the same.
Hey, Kay, all the negative news surrounding, you know, self-driving cars, I'm not sure I'd be too keen to ride in one. I mean, what sort of safety features are there to make it, you know, less hazardous, if you like?
Okay, so this is a funny one. When you book the car arrives to your pickup location, and there is a driver sitting in the seat, but I say driver, quote unquote.
Okay.
Because this guy is actually just there to welcome the passengers on board. It's just to make sure that they're not afraid, like, hey, a car's just pulled up next to me with no driver in it.
So you actually have like a model?
No, it's a guy. It's a warm-bodied human sitting in the driver's seat, but he doesn't do anything.
So you don't really need him, it's just for show.
Yeah, you don't actually need him. He just welcomes the riders on board, explains to them that this is a self-driving car,
right,
and then off the car goes.
And then this person will be sitting in the car with
him,
right?
He's just sitting there, crossing his arms while the steering wheel turns by itself.
You can have a chat, I guess, and make you a coffee.
Yeah. So he's supposed to be some sort of customer service, really, more than a driver, really.
And also, if there's any problems, maybe he can attend to it.
Yeah, but Waymo is saying that, well, look, you know, our cars have racked up at a couple of million miles in California roads already. They're one of the leaders in autonomous driving in California and indeed the world. So this person is really just there for reassurance. You know, he doesn't do anything.
Don't worry, everything's going to be all right.
Everything's going to be all right. You know, the car's not going to drive off with you in it to some unknown location. You know,
Actually, now that you mentioned, I think I'll be more comfortable if there's somebody in the car.
Exactly.
Plus, right? It's just driverless car.
Because the driverless car, right? I'm just looking at the Chrysler Pacifica minivan that they're using. All the controls are there. The steering wheel is there. The heater controls, aircon controls. It's just a normal car. Mm. It's just that the steering wheel turns by itself. So it's not like it's designed to be an autonomous car. It's just, you know, a normal car with autonomous tech in it. So it's very strange, you know. Yeah.
Well, I would love to try one day, Kai. I mean, mark my words, I will try if we have it here.
I'm pretty sure many people will try it as well. It's so interesting.
Okay, internal emails at Facebook, including those involving Chief Executive Mark Zuckerberg, were published online by a committee of UK lawmakers investigating social media's role in the spread of fake news. And the documents, which had already been sealed by a California court, led lawmakers to conclude that Facebook undertook deals with third-party apps that continue to allow access to personal data, as well as to shut off access to data required by competing apps as well. So what were some of the deals or actions that Facebook did, Kai? Maybe you can share with us.
So in a recently released trench of emails, Facebook executives were shown dealing with other major tech companies on so-called whitelisting for their platform. So if a company is deemed by Facebook to be either friendly to their business interests or something, Facebook will say, yep, okay, you guys can have some data. But according to one UK MP, the agreement, who has seen the emails, the agreements that Facebook inked with these companies allowed them access to user data, even actually after new restrictions were put in place to end most companies' access, which is what part of the damning evidence that was unveiled. Mm-hmm. And according to a story on The Verge, tech site The Verge, companies offered access included Netflix and Airbnb. Mm-hmm. So this UK MP says that, you know, Facebook has clearly entered into whitelisting agreements with certain companies, which meant that after the platform changes in 2014 and 2015, they still maintain full access to friends' data. And it is not clear if there was any user consent for this, nor how Facebook decided which companies should be whitelisted or not. And there is actually a very interesting anecdote here. So back in 2013, I don't know whether you guys remember this, Twitter actually launched a video sharing service called Vine.
I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a short video sharing service that people post like hilarious clips and all that. Mm. And Twitter actually drew on Facebook. They drew on a tool to let Vine users so-called connect to their Facebook friends. Mm. And Mark Zuckerberg was apparently alerted to the possible competitive threat by an engineer who recommended cutting off Vine's access to Facebook data. And according to Bloomberg, Zuckerberg actually said, yep, go for it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow, all the stuff behind the scenes. We're with Wong Kai. This is Tech Talk. He's a tech contributor for the Business Times. So obviously the UK Parliament's got a lot on their plate at the moment with everything going on. Why did they choose now to release these emails, do you think?
So I think one reason was that this UK MP, Damian Collins, he said in a tweet that we don't feel we have had straight answers from Facebook on these important issues, which is why we are releasing the documents. Mm. So they came into possession of these documents through a lawsuit that's being launched against Facebook at the moment. Apparently, the founder of the company who is suing Facebook leaked these emails to the UK Parliament. And I think the UK Parliament actually has been trying to clamp down on Facebook for, you know, data protection services and all that. And so they haven't been able to get straight answers out of the company. So they were like, yep, you know, we are just going to be the whistleblowers and we're going to release this in the hopes that Facebook gives us more information.
So the drama continues, yeah?
What about tech giant Apple? It's experimenting with iPhone marketing strategy. It really uses like discount promotions via generous device buyback terms for customers in the US to help boost sales of its flagship product, which according to reports have been lackluster due to their high price. So what are some of the deals that Apple is exactly offering?
So Apple's the latest offerings haven't been exactly taking off like hotcakes. I mean, we've all seen the prices. $2,000 for the top-end phones.
Not cheap.
I don't know. That's a second-hand car territory in some countries.
Right. I think we spoke about this before, Kai. We said we should take a bank loan to buy a mobile phone.
Oh, we should definitely take a bank loan. Literally an arm and a leg sometimes. And in the US, Apple has actually resorted to these marketing strategies that actually it has never done before, or rarely, or if ever. So on Sunday, they actually added a new banner to the top of their website advertising the iPhone XR for $449, $300 less than its official sticker price. Mm. So apparently, if you trade in an iPhone 7 Plus, you get a good deal. You get a good deal in it.
Wow.
You get $300 off.
Is that right? I think I've got an iPhone 7 Plus, right? In my hand.
Yeah, I think you might be eligible.
Under $500, that's a good deal.
Yeah, it's a good deal. It's budget phone territory for Apple. Yeah.
So will we see some new product out of Apple which could potentially kind of like give a flip to its bottom line now that iPhone sales are kind of wavering?
Yeah, so Apple has been, I think Apple is actually aware that their iPhone has reached saturation status in most developed nations, and their pricing, you know, although their marketing is good, but eventually I think just high prices alone will be a really strong factor in determining how successful their future generations of iPhones will be. So in fact, Apple has actually been developing augmented reality technology in the past couple of years. Mm. And also the rumors of that Apple car continue to persist, even though this car or this technology has not been seen by anyone else.
What are the rumors about the Apple car?
So the Apple car is supposed... So it's supposedly not a car, but a suite of technologies that Apple can sell to, you know, automakers to make the cars autonomous. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And apparently, so that's one of the so-called rumors going around. It's either rumor or truth, you know, no one really knows, but something is definitely there. Mm. What's more concrete, however, is that Apple actually aims to have an AR headset ready in 2019 and can ship a product by 2020.
Oh,
so
it's not far off, isn't it?
Yeah, Tim Cook, Apple chief executive Tim Cook, actually considers AR to be as, quote, potentially revolutionary as the smartphone.
Oh,
so I think
the smartphone changed everything.
They definitely
right?
put in big bucks into AR, I think. Mm. Yeah, but I mean, we've seen the failure so far. Google Glass, I don't know whether anyone remembers that.
Yeah.
It was this little thing that people wore, and then that whole thing flopped, right? Microsoft has HoloLens, which they recently got a military contract for, so that's been moderately successful. Mm. But I think by and large, we're still yet to see the AR space kind of explode. So it'll be interesting to see Apple, because Apple's really good at hardware.
Yeah. Mm.
So it's really interesting to see how they sort of build upon this. Yeah.
We've been talking all things tech with tech contributor for the Business Times, Wang Kai. Kai, many thanks for being our guest here on The Curve.
Thanks, guys.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.